This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Austria's capital has been rocked by what authorities say was a terror attack. AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
The city center in Vienna, Austria, was the scene of an attack Monday night that left at least two people dead and 15 wounded, according to authorities. One of those killed was an attacker. The attack shortly after 8 p.m. came as Viennese were out before a coronavirus lockdown was to take effect. Rabbi Shlomo Hofmeister witnessed the horror.
People were sitting outside and he was shooting at the people.
Police said there were several gunmen and shootings took place at six different locations. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Republican President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden continue their attacks on one another and explain to crowds on Monday why each one is more qualified than the other to lead the country. At a campaign rally in Kenosha, Wisconsin, President Trump says Democrats want to teach children to hate America.
So I just signed an executive order to teach our students pro-American values, right? Pro-American values.
And at a drive-in rally in Pittsburgh, Joe Biden says if he's elected, he will take the steps to slow the spread of the coronavirus.
On day one, we're going to act to get COVID under control. On day one of my presidency, I'll put in action a plan that I've been talking about for months. Masking, social distancing, testing, tracing, a plan for full and fair and free distribution of therapeutics and vaccines.
Tens of millions of Americans have already voted early, but Tuesday is officially election day, where reporting of the vote tallying process becomes the height of both campaigns. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday that a recent spike in COVID-19 cases in some countries in Europe and North America presented leaders with a critical moment for action. This